Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Eddie's trying to go home.
What happened?
You tried to mind blank me.
What?
No, I didn't. I was just making a joke.
Eddie goes, you guys hear a buzz? Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, we're out of here. I'm not doing this again.
Well, when it was actually happening, Lunchbox was like, I don't hear anything. Because apparently his headphones have a different frequency than everyone else's.
He listened to Big D and Bubba or what?
Ears too?
I don't know.
No, whenever the hiss was there, but someone had turned my headphones, like you had to turn your headphones up really high to hear
so
the hiss.
So it was just low then. The volume was just low.
Maybe, I know. Ask Scuba, his headphones are different.
We're doing this game where we're playing Blank Slate and we have $1,000 to the winner. And we're all going to have a listener partner on this.
It's amazing.
Can we put on Annalise, please, in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma?
Hitting it.
Yes, hitting it. You mean putting her on?
Yep, she's on.
She's lining the other two up right now.
Okay. Yeah, hey, Annalise, you there?
She's one there right now.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So you're going to be attached to one of these teams. And if the team wins, then you win. So you win some money. I don't know how much it's going to be yet, but have you heard this at all about this?
Yes, and I listened to the post show the other day.
Got it. So I wasn't even going to tell you whose team is who. I was just going to give you the names.
So she already knows. Well, she knows who she's going
to
pick.
Yeah, that's up to her. She's been listening, so that's good for her.
Do you want the bad bunnies?
So, no, Team Funny Bunny's already been picked.
Oh.
Which is you and Amy.
Yep. Well, maybe we want to trade for Annalise.
Funny Bunny. You can't. Your person already picked you.
Oh.
So you can have Team Ready.
Ready.
You can have Team Sunflower State Stars, or you can have the Team Cowboys and Plowboys.
I'm going to go with Cowboys and Plowboys.
That's Mike D and myself. So we're going to take Annalise.
That's pretty good.
Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. You got that down, Annalise?
I mean, DraftKings has you guys the favorite for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think we are? What do you think we are? Like
minus 45. 145.
Oh, 140. Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's not that big a favorite, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all
four, pluses. Though. With four
and
teams.
And everyone else is pluses.
14 is pretty good with four. Okay. There's Annalise. Are we hanging up on her?
No, she's there.
No. She gone.
Yeah, she gone.
She took the money and ran.
But she didn't want any money.
Well,
Bananas did that one season, man. That was dirty.
We message her and make sure that she doesn't know. She didn't think we hung up on her. Our phones, we're having a lot of issues. I'm hearing buzzes. Now that Eddie said that, all I hear is a buzz.
That's not true.
So Annalise from Oklahoma is with us. Sean from Arkansas is with Amy and Lunchbox. And we have two other players. Let's put on Paula in Ohio. Hey, Paula.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So you're going to have a chance here. And the captain of this team is Abby. It's Abby and Morgan, our Team Sunflower State Stars. You can either pick them in their team or you can pick Eddie and Ray, Team Ready. I'll let you know who's who now. Go ahead.
You don't want to mention the captain?
Captain's Eddie.
That's right.
Okay. And I think there's some strategy by the listener picking a team who the captain is too, because the captain's going to decide how the money gets split.
Correct.
So Team Funny Bunny is Amy and Lunchbox, but Amy gets to decide how that money gets split if they win.
I do.
Yeah. Okay, so would you like
announce that?
Team Sunflower State Stars, or would you like Team Ready?
Sunflower.
Okay. Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Why are you laughing?
Because you guys, they're sleeping. They're sleeping on like a great team right here.
Of you and Ray?
Oh, dude, we're so good.
One, two, three.
Ready.
Oh, wow. Did y'all practice that?
That's one word.
So what? If we get that word right, we'll get all the other ones.
Mike and I haven't even done it, and I bet we say the same word. Like, I'm not even going to look at Mike. We haven't done this. But I bet you when I say one, two, three, and we say a word, we say the same word. Because that's how our mind.
Like any word?
Yep. I'm going to say any word, and whatever word it is, I bet we say it.
I bet you don't.
Okay.
$5, you don't say
Let's see what happens. Ready, Mike? Yeah. One, two, three, boner. Penis. Oh, close.
Wow. Very close. Same idea,
yeah,
though.
Close. Wow. Penis and boner, yeah.
You owe me $5.
I never took the bet. And be scared, because we didn't even talk about that.
That's pretty crazy.
Boom. Man, okay.
The fact that he thought you were going to say boner is weird.
Well, I thought he was going to say penis.
Oh, I thought he said booger.
Is that what y'all talk about a lot or something? Penises.
Don't worry about what we talk about.
That's weird, too.
Don't worry about it. Paula, okay. Paula has team Sunflower State Stars. Hey, Sunflower State Stars. Hey, Abby.
Yeah.
I want you and Morgan to say a word at the same time. See if you can match words. Don't look at each other. Ready?
Just like any word?
Any word, but you're trying to pick each other. Like Mike and I are on the same wavelength.
You can do it.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Kansas.
Whoa!
Whoa! Yeah, baby!
Morgan will win this.
Oh, boy.
Everybody's down us, but I'm telling you.
That's good. That's good.
I think they just moved up to the favorite.
That's good. Wow. Okay, Paula, so that's your team.
Hey, hey, can we try one more time with them?
With who?
Lunchbox and Amy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Think of the word. Ready?
Let me think.
Well, it's not all I'm thinking. Here we go. One, two, three.
Divorce. You did two words, Amy.
Do you think she's going to pick divorce?
But she picked teen mom. That's two words.
I should have said pregnant. I don't know.
But also, do you think she's going to pick divorce?
Yeah, I'm not going to pick divorce.
That's what's on her mind. That's her life.
No, it's not my life. But you are thinking about teen mom.
Hey, you two, do any famous person.
What?
That's good.
Okay.
Ready?
So the full name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Johnny Bananas.
Tina Turner, Johnny Bananas. Okay.
Why?
That's a good try, Amy. Good try.
I tried to go right to where you would go. I mean, you didn't even try to
but
go.
But you guys
where
aren't
I go.
Even talking.
It's not even.
You guys aren't even talking about if who's gonna pick for like. You know what I mean? Like we thinking about you. We thinking about you.
I know, but we didn't. We're not allowed to talk.
No, I know. But
I just assumed he would think about himself, and he did. Johnny Bananas, but I thought he would.
But
go,
you thought.
I thought he would.
Oh,
go,
you
I
got
said
him
Tina
too.
Turner.
Got it. Hey, Morgan and Abby, I want you to do a famous person, okay? Ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. I'm thinking.
Huh? Well, you hold on, you think?
Well, you got to write it down.
Yeah, you got time. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I don't care about that. Yeah, we're just testing it out. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Ryan. Shania Twain.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. What did you say, Morgan?
What did you do?
I was trying to do Ryan Reynolds. It just never came out. Come on.
Team Red, you want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
We're just wavelengths. This isn't even a game.
That was good.
Just wavelengths here. Famous person. Ready? One, two, three.
Johnny Bananas.
Who'd you say, Ray?
I see where you're going, Ray.
Do you understand their strategy?
Who'd he say?
I see where you're
he
going.
He said Russ Francis, and Eddie said Johnny Bananas.
Can I tell you
their strategy?
Hey, he can't. He's giving away a big secret.
No, I'm going to tell it.
Come on, man.
He's playing against you.
Yeah.
But this is our thing.
If he figured it out.
Yeah, it's easy. Their strategy is they're both trying to think like me. Because he said something I would say, and Ray said someone I would say.
Who's Russ Francis?
He is a old San Francisco 49ers player.
He just died. Rest in peace.
Yeah, he died in a plane crash. No Teeth Keith ran into him in Portland, Oregon.
They ate orange chicken
they
together.
They ate orange chicken together at a Chinese restaurant because he saw Russ Francis, and they met up for lunch, and they had orange chicken together.
Russ just met up randomly with No Teeth Keith?
Yeah, they Russ ran into Francis. Each other at the grocery store, and Keith was like, kid, I love the 49ers. And he's like, well, we should come back up here and have lunch later. And they had lunch.
Wow.
They had orange chicken.
Orange chicken.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and so they're trying to think how I think.
Yeah. Mm. And the famous person, that's tough. But I think with
words. It could be anybody, but you're trying to get.
With words, we're going to nail it.
Yeah.
But okay.
Big. Boobs.
No.
What?
But they're like.
Right, Ray?
There are things that you can do.
No.
Okay. Watch this. I'm not even going to look at Mike. Watch this. Okay, Mike, now a famous person. One, two, three, Eminem.
Okay.
How did you do that?
He did a some symbol that Eminem.
Well, of course, doing. I did a signal. I did a hand.
What's the signal?
I was thinking like bear claw.
I built my life on learning his signal.
You don't think we do this all the time? Like when I'm asking him for.
Wait. Give signals during the game.
You guys have signals for.
There's no. You can do a hand sign. Whatever
no,
you want.
Cannot.
No, you
That'd
cannot.
Be cheating. That would be cheating.
You can, but you can use your hands and movements.
Especially if you're on a team with someone that you've built hand signals with your entire career.
I will close our eyes.
Okay, blindfolded.
Okay. Hey, Mike, are your eyes closed?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Denzel.
Washington.
Oh, stop. Y'all communicated.
Clap. Yeah, you clap.
Y'all communicated.
You can't clap.
This means Denzel or something.
Do it again. You guys only practice two. Do it again.
We didn't practice. We didn't practice this. Okay. Well, how do you? What do you want us not to do?
Nothing.
All right. Ready? Close your eyes. Okay, guys. Name a fruit.
Carrot.
Oh, Mike didn't have anything. Dang. Weird how that didn't work when you didn't clap and practice.
You didn't go one, two, three.
I said name a fruit.
Do another.
But I've done one, two, three every single time.
Okay, you ready?
I have my eyes.
Close your eyes.
You have to answer together, guys.
Yep. Name, one, two, three.
Oh, my God, I can't. I'm done. Okay, can we get the next call?
Name a movie.
Hey, Ray, can I get Jennifer,
they don't have it.
Jennifer and Idaho on? We tried.
You guys messed that up.
Name, one, two, move, three.
Got him.
Okay.
But you messed that up.
Yeah, big time. Jennifer.
Hey.
How are you?
Amy, wait till I tell you our strategy. It's going to be awesome.
How are you guys?
Can't wait.
Pretty good. So you're going to have team Eddie and Ray. Are you okay with that?
I love that.
Yeah, good answer.
And if they win, you can win the cash. So let's do this then. Let me do a mid-roll here real quick. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Okay, so here's what we're going to do because we're doing this blank slate game. There's $1,000 to the winning team. So I'm going to ask now, Amy and Lunchbox, you can divide the money however you want.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys leaning towards?
She's the captain. I don't get any say.
Correct.
I mean, I would include you in it, though.
Yeah, good. Give them a dollar.
No way. I was thinking of giving them the whole amount.
Well, that's not including me.
What?
That is the exact opposite of including me. You said, I would like to include you.
In the conversation,
there ain't no conversations. I ain't giving no one nothing. I ain't giving them everything. There's no chance.
I said, that's what I would like to do, but I'm talking to you about it. What do you think we should do?
A dollar.
No, you want to give the caller a dollar.
Yeah, what did they do? I ain't doing the hard work.
They listen. We don't have a job without listeners.
So the original bid idea was a game that we win, the money, obviously. And I threw the listener in last minute. And my thought was, it can be whatever you want, but I think it's a fun dynamic that you have to decide how much the listener gets.
Yeah.
So, Amy, you're not giving Lunchbox any money.
Oh, well, he can have some. How much, Lunchbox? I think we have to give the listener more than a dollar. How much?
All right, $2.
Why don't you give Lunchbox a dollar?
This is what I'm dealing with.
So what's your official statement on what you're going to do?
Is declaring it at this moment?
Give me a half declaration. I'm not going to make you lock in.
A half declaration is, I think, gosh, I really want to give them the whole thing, but if not, then I guess I could do 900 them, 100 him, because he won't
what
be
about
quiet
you?
About it. I don't, Amy, we want to give
Amy,
it.
Amy, 90%.
And okay, I fine. Get, 50-50. Do you want 500? They get 500. But why is he going to get 500?
Why do you get 500? Why does he get 500? You don't
I don't
get it.
Know because I feel
it's like you're rewarding the spoiled child.
Know,
like, why are you doing that?
Exactly. I don't know.
How about you giving it?
Because I'm saying if
don't worry about
we're not
that.
Not there yet.
Okay.
Yeah. You ain't giving Lizard okay. crap.
It's a half declaration.
Okay. Half declaration. Okay, fine.
Whatever you give him, you have to take yourself.
Oh.
The teams have to be, whatever that is, the teams have to be split.
There we go. Let's go.
What is going to make him happy?
All of it.
450.
No way.
That's 900 of it.
450, 450, give the list 450.
Okay. 100. Lunchbox, you're not happy with 100?
No!
I'll take 100, they take 800, no! I take 100, you take 100. 250.
No!
250, 250, 500.
No!
What's your half declaration? I need you to have
right
to
now play. That.
But what is
right
it?
Right now it would be lunch 250, me 250, and the
listener,
the listener 500.
Here's okay. the problem though, that's, Amy. Like if you shortchange Lunchbox, he's not going to try to win at all.
Yes, he will. It's for 250, he will still try to win.
You think?
Yes.
Yes.
He'll try to win for a nickel.
We'll see.
Great. I hope you don't. Let's go to Team Ready, Ray and Eddie. What do you guys, Captain Eddie, what do you guys think of doing with the money?
Yeah, Ray and I haven't talked about this at all, but I do believe that Ray and I are doing a lot of the work, all the work, really. But we are supported by listeners, so I think fairly. And Ray, you can chime in too.
And we have their person on right now.
Yeah,
Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, what do you think's fair?
What was that?
What do you think's fair money-wise for you to get if they win?
I mean, I think Eddie's right. They're doing all the work. I'm just here listening. So
out of $1,000, you think you should get how much?
I mean, I'm good with $1.
Yeah. See, okay. and I love that about Jennifer. That's why I think we should do 400 me, 400 Ray, 200 Jennifer.
Okay.
What do you think, Ray?
Yeah, I would have gone 33s, but yeah, I'm down with that.
Oh, split it three ways?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Dude, that way there's, that. There's no bad karma, and honestly, you're right. The listener is what props us up.
So you can talk to your partner, too. Eddie, you just have to make the decision. You guys can amongst yourselves.
The listeners would be bored without us. We provide happiness for their life. Their life would suck without us.
You can think whatever you want.
I'm just saying, if we keep it totally even, that's where you rule out jealousy. Otherwise, it starts to creep in a little bit.
For who, though? I think Jennifer's
cool.
Well,
she represents all listeners, so if we do thirds, nobody can get mad at me, you, or her. We all took even. Peace out.
Ray, why are you worried about what anyone's going to think about us?
Who cares what they think?
Well, if we were to take 90% of the money, we're going to get a ton of backlash, right?
You know what,
we're not doing that.
You can just shove it in your ears, and you can't hear them because you got all that money in there.
Right, but it's not worth it for $450 to take... to have a bunch of listeners hate you.
So, Ray, you don't like 442?
I love everybody even. We all take $333.
Eddie, it's your decision. It's just a half declaration, so you don't have to fully declare. But what's your half declaration?
Let me think about Ray's. I mean, I'll think about it.
But you're going to stay with yours for now?
Uh-huh. Okay. For now, mine.
So, 442?
Yeah, 442.
Let's go over to Morgan and Abby. And Abby, you are the captain here. Well, you guys talk it out. How much money do you
want? Yeah, we didn't really talk about
it. Yeah, what are you feeling, Abby?
Well, I was thinking the third also, but then I'm like, it will make us want to win even more if we take more of it.
Oh, right. You think we should take more?
Exactly. Yeah, just because we'll be motivated more to be like, we got this. But
oh, dang, I was going to go like, Amy stole one of my suggestions. Was the 800 goes to the listener and then 100 for each of us.
Dang.
Fight.
It's like extra
fight.
Money, right?
That's Abby, so nice of you.
Abby and Lunchbox actually have something in common right now.
It's
but
real.
I get it. So I'm going.
That's
I'm,
bad.
It's real money, guys.
So yeah. It pays rent.
And I'm not, you can do whatever you want.
But it is like, it's extra. It's money we maybe wouldn't have ever had anyway.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that's the money you get from working, too.
Yeah. 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 You quit your jobs.
I mean, if you don't go to work. Go ahead. So,
what are you thinking, Abby?
Oh, we could do like 50-50. Like, she gets half of it, and then you and I split half.
So she gets 500, we both get 250.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I like
it. You're overpaying the listener.
Abby, you're the captain, though.
Yeah.
So that's your half declaration is?
Ooh.
This is I hard. Like it, Abby.
Yeah, a half declaration. I need to talk to her again. If she was on, I could be like, hey, so you like Lunchbox or you like me better? And then whatever she said.
So, for now, you're going half. Where who gets half?
The caller. Like, she gets 500.
500, 250, 250.
Yes.
Okay, let's go over to Mike D.
Yeah, that is exactly what I was thinking about before. 500, 250, 250. It sounds cool to win $500 for the listener. Yeah.
I can't believe you guys are overpaying the listener.
I'm down. That's what you want to do. That's it. That's
good. I like it.
So who's the captain
okay.
here?
Okay.
Mike.
You guys decided that?
He did.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What about if 1,000 divided by 3, what if we do 333 to me, 333 to listener, and 334 to you?
No.
Wait. I thought you would love being... Okay, never mind. I can't win with him.
So is there a 34 in there?
Well, it's 333.333. Yeah. Forever, endless. Hey, so what was your half declaration?
My half was 500 to the listener.
Oh, okay, I like
250,
that.
250. I know, but I just thought he would like getting the 30, whatever. I think he just wants more than, fine, I'll take, oh, you have to take.
That's the wrinkle. You got to do exactly half with
450.
The partner.
Okay, 450. Then the, never mind.
450 seems even.
That's not. It does for the two partners, but the listener
caller
gets
100?
Yeah, you know what they can do with $100? They can go out to dinner. They can fill up their tank of gas. I mean, pay their light bill. I mean,
what are you going to do with the 450?
Take a trip.
He's not going to take a trip.
He can get an island.
You guys have to win first.
So here's the first
oh, yeah,
round.
True, true.
Next week, the first round will be Mike and myself against Team Ready. It'll be Plowboys and Cowboys against Team Ready.
I mean, that's a Super Bowl.
Ray and Eddie, and then Amy and Lunchbox, which are Team Funny Bunny versus Team Morgan and Abby, the Sunflower State Stars. That'll be the first round. Now, if you lose, it's okay. You go to the loser bracket.
Yeah, if you like being a loser.
Okay. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
When do we declare the money? Like, when does that have to be declared?
Before the first game starts.
Thank you.
Scuba, because it can't change after that. Scuba, do I need to do anything else today?
That is it. We are now officially ready to start on Monday.
Okay. Love that.
Oh, Monday. I don't know if that's a good day for me.
Well,
hey, Ray, you want to get together on Saturday?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Ready.
Ready. Did we scare you guys?
We just do the same thing.
That's our thing.
Hey, movie Mike, pick an actor. 1, 2, 3. DiCaprio.
Yeah. Actor again. They practice that.
They have the same answer.
He didn't even say the same word. How do we practice that? If he didn't.
Do something other than a celebrity.
Okay. Fictional character, Mike. 1, 2, 3. Donald Duck.
Okay, y'all texted with each other.
Yeah. Yes.
Duh.
Yeah, there's a whole list.
Vegetable.
Yeah. There's a whole list.
Okay, vegetable. Here we go. Vegetable. 1, 2, 3. Carrot.
But
we're not afraid to go after If we were lying,
no, Mike tried to
run
back to his computer to see the list before he came over and yelled.
So is it like actual categories? Are we doing it with
words?
We'll
do the games. All the rules later. We're just doing this to be stupid.
Okay.
That's all.
I was trying to figure out our strategy.
Yeah, it's like it's the game. Blank slate. Okay.
Lunchbox, do you want to come over and practice?
Yeah.
That was weird the way you asked that.
No. And then she winked at me.
Why'd you lick your lips?
Lunchbox shows up with wine coolers. I'm here, Amy.
This is what you meant, right? Measure my wood.
Wait.
He's got his underwear on with the tape measure.
How did I say that weird? Lunchbox, do you want to come over and practice?
You said, Lunchbox, come over and
practice. I did not. Pull the tape.
That's bizarre.
What?
Did you feel that, Lunch?
I felt it.
Yeah, I felt it.
She's finally letting him go now.
Yeah,
now she's single.
Fine. She's been holding that back for a long time.
Lunchbox. I said, Lunchbox, do you want to come over and practice?
Yeah, that still sounded weird.
Even you're not weird sounded weird. Let me do a few stories here. Let me do a few stories here. A Pennsylvania woman's opening up about a medical phenomenon where she got pregnant twice within a week.
Eesh, that's scary.
This term is called superfetation, and sometimes it's common in animals, but humans, 1 billion to 1. So the odds are, I mean, it's nearly zero.
How do they know that happened?
So here's what, because
two different guys.
First, they thought she was carrying triplets. Turns out she wasn't. She was carrying a single baby and a set of twins. Then smash cut 6 months into pregnancy, and both of her waters broke. Because that's the sack, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She was put into bed rest for about 2 months. She gave birth to 3 perfectly healthy girls. And although they're born at the same time, they're not triplets.
Wow.
The twins are twins, but the other one just happened to be there loitering.
Hanging out.
Crazy. No, Amy, I think they're the same dad.
I know. I get that now.
You hope.
It could be, though.
It could, but I don't think it is. I think the headline would have been different. Two dads. It would have been tough. A fake lawyer wins all 26 of his cases despite never going to law school.
Wow.
Sounds like me.
Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's been dubbed the real-life Mike Ross. That's from Suits. I'm not saying much more. Amy spoiled
nope.
Amy spoiled
the
show.
I don't even talk about that. I was talking about Catch Me If You Can.
OddityCentral.com. An EasyJet flight was canceled and its passengers had to leave the plane after someone on board pooped in the bathroom floor. They were at my hotel.
They didn't make
weeks
it?
Weeks ago. They pooped in my shower.
But I think maybe it...
That happens, though. Or you miss.
Mm. Poop?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
One time I was walking the dog and, dude, I didn't make it.
Yeah, but then you just do it in your pants accidentally.
No, I was there. I was there, dude. I was like a split second away.
Okay. I don't.
You got that close?
Need this.
Yes.
Two passengers spread that someone had pooped in the bathroom floor. An unpleasant smell followed. The passengers remained in their seats during the cleaning process. The captain said, hey, you all got to get off.
Mm.
Sorry. The Devil Comet, three times bigger than Mount Everest, explodes.
Yeah, I read that.
Now it's heading toward Earth.
Yeah, but that's deceiving. Because it's not coming that close. Like, I think we see it next year.
Mm-hmm. I say coming towards Earth. That's going to join us.
I know, but that headline sounds like, oh my gosh, a meteor is going to
hit us.
But
that's going to be what gets us eventually.
A meteor?
Something, yeah, because we can't control that. We can't fight that.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, you still watching Invasion?
Yeah, I'm on episode 5 still.
Okay, we started the second. We started the second season.
It's good?
It definitely intensifies.
Do you feel like it's better than the first season?
Yeah.
So you did tell me it's worth continuing on.
If there's nothing you're dying to get into, don't stop because you just think it sucks. Because it doesn't suck. It's pretty good. You just keep waiting for something to happen.
Are the aliens still heavily involved? Because it's kind of like a thriller in the first few episodes.
Should I? Do you want me to answer that question? It's not a spoiler.
That sounds like a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler. That sounds like a spoiler.
No, you see the aliens in the first episode.
Yeah, but if they're still in it, you don't know that you know they don't die
the whole
or they
show's
do die.
Called Invasion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it could be anyone. It could be the British invasion.
I'll readjust the question.
Season 2's Ed Sullivan Theater. The Beatles show up.
Objection. The monkeys. Sustained.
Is it still thriller-esque? Or
yes.
Is it,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
A Girl Scout troop treasurer is accused of stealing $12,000.
Dang. I thought that's happening more than you think.
Yeah.
Because $12,000 is probably not that much.
There's a lot of cash.
A lot of thin mints.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Raymundo wants to propose a rule change on the show. What's the rule change? What's the rule and what's the rule change?
The rule is birthdays off. And what made me think of it is Morgan went all the way out to California for Disneyland, and it just seemed rushed. So, and then it made her sit in an airport all day Sunday when if she would have had her birthday off, that would have never happened. And my wife actually at her previous job, they had their birthdays off. And I found that at most jobs, it's kind of a thing where it's really a holiday when it's your birthday.
I've so, never
that's
heard
not
that.
True, but that's not true. You're just saying stuff.
Yeah. At the Musicians Union,
okay, you
on
may
your
pick
birthday,
one spot, but you're saying at most jobs.
It really does boost morale around the office.
Our morale is so boosted around here just from our daily living. It's the most boosted morale job I've ever heard of. If someone said, it's my birthday, and I would like to take a day off, I'll be like, cool. It has to be a vacation day, but you can take it off.
Oh.
No, non-vacation day is what we're saying.
No.
Well, I still worked on my birthday, even though I was off. I was still working.
And morale is great here. If you get this morale is bad, you should go get a real job.
The factory?
This is a real job. Like, you guys keep saying this isn't a real job. When you guys say that, you sound so stupid. Like, it's literally a real job.
Yeah. What's it?
Oh, boy. You're not even paying attention.
What's the sound of the Flintstones make? I know, but then what's he yell?
Yabba-dabba-doo.
He does yell yabba-dabba-doo right then.
Yeah.
Yabba-dabba-doo. All right. Well, whatever.
I mean, you got to understand, he's only worked at Dunkin' and Jason's Deli.
Wrong.
And Sam's.
And
Randall's.
Randall's.
Costco. UTSA.
What'd you do at UTSA?
Like
orientation
kid.
Leader.
Yeah.
No,
San Antonio Spurs.
That was a promo job that was fun.
Yeah, it sounds like I did a lot of jobs, man.
You should try a different career then.
I did.
Maybe not job. What other career did you have?
Cart guy.
Sam's.
And Walmart.
Okay. Apparently they do sexual stuff on Ghostbusters. The ghost does sexual stuff.
Okay,
to
do you ever...
No, I don't remember this.
Me neither, but... It's on YouTube because I had to go check because we were going over a list of, you know, Halloween type movies we could watch this month with the kids leading up to Halloween. And my friend was like, oh, well, you know, in Ghostbusters, there's the scene where the ghost gives the guy, one of the Ghostbusters, you know, goes down on them or whatever.
What on earth?
A ghost does?
Yes!
In the 80s?
Yes, and I never saw, like, kids probably wouldn't know what it was. Sort of like when I watched Pretty Woman, I didn't know her protection was, you know.
A ghost?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't remember that part.
Mm-hmm. It's on YouTube.
Why isn't it in the movie?
It is in the movie.
Oh,
I'm watching it now.
Well, she said it was, and I didn't believe it, so that's when I found it.
Oh, my God, I'm watching it now.
Yeah, the ghost is undoing his pants.
Dream ghost BJ scene.
Yes.
What Ghostbusters is this, though?
The first one.
And then he rolls his eyes in the back of his head.
Yes. Isn't that so weird? And
that's kind of hilarious.
Awkward, and why did I just never knew that? And it's like, Ghostbusters, yeah, let's grab the family. Let's gather around.
Yeah.
Wow.
That for sure seems like a good one for the kids to watch.
Right. Like, I would even be like, yeah, go ahead, watch it. I don't even need to be there.
Right.
I mean, if you don't know, you don't know. But it'd be
I don't even want to stand up now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, that's funny. I got you.
Okay, guys. I got
you.
All right.
Thank you. A segment on this show led to some pretty crazy things. Raymundo wants. Oh, this is an update, right?
Yeah, this is really awesome.
Go ahead.
So we did that rejected segments. I played a clip of my buddy's song, Dan Smalley, and it happened. It was fun. We did an Instagram post. He was really excited. He actually cried. He was very emotional. He was on the Bobby Bones show. Even though it was a rejected segment, he got talked about in over 100 cities across America. So then a week later, smash cut.
I think it's like 200 cities, but who cares?
Including Canada. Yeah, over 200.
And it's like six.
Yeah. And so he freaking signed a record deal. I'm not saying that segment led to it, but that's amazing.
I thought that's what you were saying.
Well, I guess it was kind of in the works for about a month.
You said a segment on the show led to this.
I mean.
And then you said, I'm not saying it led to it.
Well, who's to say that the place, the whatever it is, his record deal was like, you know what, man, we just need some sign out there. And then boom, his song's playing on the radio.
Great,
oh,
great.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm just saying you said, I'm not saying it led to it, but you literally said it led to it.
Well, I asked his wife, I was like, do you think our segment led to it? And she's like, no, they're working on it for weeks. I was like, oh. But still pretty cool.
That's funny that you asked that to his wife.
Well, I did. I was like, when I talk about my friends and stuff, I can't just make up bull crap.
Yeah, you do all the time.
I know.
It's nonstop.
I was like, got to be kind of factual here.
Okay. Well, good for him. What's his name?
Dan Smalley.
That's right. You just said that. I was watching the ghost scene again.
You've been watching that. Take it away from
it. It is so
you're done.
Bad, right? I can't believe it.
Let me
that.
See that.
You'd say that's bad?
Well, send that to me.
Huh?
One person's trash, another person's treasure, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's just so...
Ray, why were you asking how much I made on Dancing with the Stars? What'd that lead from?
Well, the Vanderpump Rules girl is on Dancing with the Stars right now, and it's just not her character at all. She was part of Scandoval, the Ariana girl, she's all smiling and laughing. It's just an out-of-body thing if you've ever watched the show. She never shows personality. She's closed off. She's always quiet. I've never seen the girl smile. It's just not her character, so I was like, they must be paying people on Dancing with the Stars. You got me thinking, what, did you get paid?
Yeah, we got paid.
Got paid a lot.
And everybody gets paid exactly the same.
He won.
So, no, but they don't pay anybody any more than they do anybody else.
Unless you keep advancing.
No. If you're winning, that's more work. I'm saying they don't give anybody a higher rate than anybody else.
Oh, got it.
They wouldn't have me on and give me $1 than have Eddie on and go, we're going to give you $10.
Gotcha. All same level pain scale.
Yes. So I believe, and I don't know that I can officially say because of things that I signed, but I will, I don't know, let me just talk about sunflower seeds. What I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, that I got, how many sunflower seeds that I got, I believe week one, just for showing up and doing the first episode, you get 10,000 sunflower seeds.
Dang!
And nobody gets kicked off. I think week two, you get 10,000 sunflower seeds.
That's pretty good.
Week, and it may even be three, I'm not sure. Eventually, it turns to 25,000 sunflower seeds for a couple of weeks. And then the last, if you make it to the next to last and the final episode, those are both 50,000 sunflower seed episodes.
Dang! Whoa. And then when you win the whole
shebang?
There's no
winning prize. The winning is just getting to the final episode. You get paid that most amount for that episode.
Oh, wow.
Sunflower patch. That's cool.
You win the whole field.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, all in all, I think.
Oh, I already did the math.
20. Okay. Oh, 30. I think it's like, if it's 11 or 12 weeks, it's like 350 or 400,000 sunflower seeds.
That explains it. Now I know why she's doing the show.
With a smile.
Does she like sunflower seeds? I don't know. I was just talking randomly about sunflower seeds. So I didn't say anything about
it. They got a lot of good flavors now.
Yeah, pickle.
Pickle.
Barbecue.
Tapatio.
Cheese.
All right. I think we're done.
Cheetos.
Let's do one other quick thing here. Eddie, did you go sing to those kids or not?
I did. And it was awesome. It was really cool. I got to sing. So I talked them down to 15 minutes because I told you guys they wanted 30. And I was like, you can't really do 30. It's a lot of time to fill. So I did 15 minutes. I sang a couple of songs. They even had a request. They wanted to hear Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, man, I don't sing that song. Like, Bobby sings that song. And so I had to Google the lyrics and sing from there. Kind of messed it up a little bit. But they were first graders. They were cool. And then they kind of like, I did a little Q&A. I'm like, you guys have questions or whatever? And they asked me, you know, like, it was career day, so they were like, what do you do? And I was like, I'm on the radio. So like when your parents or whoever brings you to school in the morning, like you can turn on the radio and you can hear me and my friends. We're all on there, me, Bobby, Amy, Lunchbox. And they're like, how does that work? And I'm like,
I have no idea how radio works either. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, frequencies?
No clue.
Ones and zeros.
And then they also asked, do you guys all live together in the same house?
Yes.
I'm like, that's really funny. I'm like, yeah, Amy's upstairs, Bobby's over there, sure. And teacher's like, that's not true. But they were cool. They had a lot of cool questions and stuff like that. We had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. They were cute. They put me in the library. They put a big screen up. And so they brought the,
did you feel like they paid attention?
They all did.
Really?
Every single one. It was awesome. I might do that. I might do a Zoom tour of a bunch of first graders. Because they give you all their attention.
Yeah, attention don't pay the bills.
That's true. And it does take a lot of time.
And you're really busy.
So busy.
I was so stressed yesterday. I wanted to make football practice.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried I wasn't going to make football practice because I had a doctor's appointment and then I had to do some work and then football practice. Remember, I told you they make my kids run if they're late.
Mm-hmm.
And so I left at 5:30 to be there at 6. It takes exactly 30 minutes to be there.
Did they have to run extra?
No, I went to the parking lot, threw my kid out. I'm like, run, go. I'll meet you there. And he made it.
That's funny. All right, we're out of here. You guys have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Team ready. 1, 2, 3.
Ready. You got it, Ray.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, buddy. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.